And we want to distinguish between the boys. Here's a group of boys and here's a group. We say it's not these boys, it's not these boys.
It's them over there.
And you ever say something, oh, it's, how far is, they ask you, how far is it to Gridley? Oh, it's just a little piece over,
Yeah, it's, someone would maybe use that expression, it's just a little ways up the road.
Did you ever say it's just over yonder?
Over a little ways up.
But not over yonder?
Well, up east here, you know, from here, it'd be east, or it might be over yonder, you know.
Somebody says, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And we want to distinguish between two men. We don't know anything about this man, but that man owns an orchard. We say, he's the man
that has the orchard.
And we want to distinguish between two boys. We don't know anything about this boy. That boy, the father of that boy is very wealthy. So we say, he's the boy.
Father is wealthy.
And inside, in the middle of a cherry, there's a what?
Well, you could, it's called mostly a pit, a stone cherry. It's mostly a pit.
Mm-hmm. And inside a peach, there's...
Yes.
And two kinds of peaches can be distinguished by
that. One is a freestone and a clingstone. Clingstone doesn't come off of the stone very easy.
And do you ever have a word for pieces of dried apple?
Yes, we call them Appelschnitz. That's German now.
Sure. Only the German people have. Have this.
Well, they used to dry a lot of apples when I was a boy. They didn't can so much fruit, but they dried the fruit then.
Apples.
Dried corn, dried apples, apple schnitz.
Apple schnitz.
They're good too. Real good.
Well, when you eat an apple, you throw away the
core. Sometimes when I was a boy, I ate corn all.
Now, a different kind of nuts.
Well, there's the walnut and the hickory nut and the hazelnut. That is the wild nuts. Of course, you have the English walnut.
The walnut has two covers, an outer cover.
It has the
outer cover is the soft one.
I don't know what would you call that thing.
Well, you start with the inner cover. It's hard. You call that the walnut.
Yeah, the walnut shell. Hull, walnut hull and the walnut shell.
Hull, the outer
hull. You'd have to hull the walnut.
The kind of nuts that you buy at the ball game? Buy a sack of?
Well, they buy most of the peanuts.
And do you have any distinction between the kind of homemade peanuts or the homegrown peanuts and store-bought peanuts? Any different words?
Well, they'd all have to be roasted. They're all green. I don't know whether
no special name. You would call them pinders or goobers or anything like that.
What?
Goobers?
No.
I didn't think that would be
there true. Is one kind they call the jumbo. That's larger nut. We don't grow.
Now, if we had... Excuse me, I thought you were going to... If we had a dozen oranges, yesterday, and today we have no oranges, we might say, oh, I'm sorry, the oranges...
All gone. We ate all the oranges yesterday.
And would you name some of the vegetables that you might grow in your garden?